my experience started when I thought I had cut my gum on a crisp, which has caused an ulcer. And having seen my GP once, my dentist three times, and the practice nurse, I thought it was on my gum, this ulcer, but it turned out that it was an ulcer on my tongue. It wasn't on my gum at all. It was immediately referred to the Oromax facial at Queen Margaret and had a biopsy done, and 2 weeks later was told it's mouth cancer. And until the doctor looked in my mouth and said, I see things like this all the time. I don't think it's mouth cancer, but I would like to do a biopsy to rule it out. That was the first time I had ever heard of mouth cancer. Subsequently, I had to have part of my tongue removed and had to learn to speak and eat and swallow all over again, like a baby. The speech therapist said, you've had this anatomy in your mouth for 61 years, it's gone. You have to start again, like a baby, learning to speak and eat. And then when the pathology result came back from the lab, the tumour was much larger than I first thought. So then I had to undergo what's called a neck dissection to remove my lymph nodes. And that was absolutely terrible. It still is terrible, a year later. And one of my main aims, if you like, with the work that I do for this charity, is that it can prevent one person from having to get that neck dissection by early diagnosis and early detection, then that would all be to the good. Obviously, when we're doing little bits like this, we've got to be careful to strike a balance, because we don't want to overwhelm the dentist. We don't want to cause mass panic. Oh, there's some wee thing in my mouth, I better get to my dentist. But especially during this time. And I think coronavirus is obviously, you know, that's a headline for obvious reasons. But I think we have to let people know that other health issues or other cancers are still ongoing. And I think there have been reports on some of the news that people are not going to their GP with other, you know, any health issues. They sort of say, oh, well, my GP practice is maybe closed, or I don't want to bother them, or it's not really important, so I'll just leave it until, for example, I'll just leave it until the dentist reopen. And we're trying to say to people, no, don't do that. If you find something in your mouth, an ulcer or red or white lumps or any discoloured patches, if it persists for 2 weeks, then even during this time, get in touch with your dentist to get it checked.